Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
They were sitting in the marriage counselor's office. She was crying and saying, "I just don't feel any love coming from this husband over here. We live in the same house. The bills get paid. The house is clean. Everybody thinks we have the ideal marriage, but it's empty. There is no love, just deadness. How can you live with deadness?" The counselor looked at her husband. He sensed the husband was feeling humiliated and very angry sitting in that chair in front of the counselor. The husband's first words were, "I don't understand her. I do everything I can to show her that I love her, and she still complains. I don't know what else to do." And the counselor asked the hub, "Well, how do you express your love to your wife?" "Well, first of all, I have a steady job. I work hard. I haven't missed a day of work in 7 years. I turn the paycheck over to her to pay the bills. We don't have a lot of debt. We even have a little in savings. Most women would be proud to have a husband like me, but she complains that I work all the time. Well, I don't work all the time, but I do have to make a living, you know. I got her flowers on Mother's Day. I took her to a really nice restaurant on Valentine's Day. I sometimes get her gifts for no special reason, just trying to show her that I love her. But she still complains that she doesn't feel loved and that I don't spend my time with her. I don't spend any time with her, she says. But I do. I'm at home almost every night." After hearing the husband's defense, the counselor then looked back at the husband's wife, and she said,
"Well, he's right. He is a hard-working man, and I appreciate that. I also appreciate the gifts that he gets me. But I just want him to sit on the couch and talk to me. We haven't talked in years. He's at home at night, that's true. But he's either watching TV or he's working on his computer. We don't even share the evening meal. He even wants to watch TV while he eats."
About then, the husband interrupts and says to the counselor,
"I would love to spend time with her. We used to have good times, she's right. But now when we spend time together, she never gives any attention to my needs. It's always a one-way street. She always wants to spend time together, do things together, but she is never thinking about my needs, you know, my needs."
And the counselor says, "What kind of needs?"
"Well, sexual needs. You know how men are. We men, we need sex. She's cold, not interested. And when she is like that, it's just easier for me to stay away from her."
The counselor then said, "Well, you know, it's obvious you both are hurting. I understand that you're frustrated, but I want to tell you something. I think I've got something that's going to help both of you. If you're just willing to call a truce temporarily to this fighting, I believe I can help you make a permanent peace treaty that's going to lead you back to warm feelings of love for each other." Hold on. Hello, this is Gare.
Hello, Gary. This is Eileen Dover from Eileen's Beauty Parlor. We grow up and die for you.
One more shameless plug, right, Eileen?
I know you wouldn't mind. I heard you talking about husbands and wives today, and I was thinking about this conversation that I overheard at the beauty parlor. You know, I would never pass on anything that was told to me personally.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, this girl was talking to her stylist, and she said she and her husband were fighting all the time because he had a wandering eye.
Uh-oh.
You know, he was looking at every little thing that went by, and whenever one of those cute little girls caught his eye, she'd drag him about 50 feet. So anyway, the wife says that she's angry about it, and the husband tells her that if she wants a divorce, she can have one, you know. But the little girl, she's so cute, she says, "No, honey." She says, "I vow to love you till death. I just think one of us needs to go early." You know, the girl that next is in the next station over here, her name's Darla.
Uh-huh.
She says she wouldn't trust her husband with a young girl for 5 minutes, and he's been dead for 25 years.
Uh-oh.
That's just the way I see things. I'll talk to you later, Gary.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Okay, Romeo, want to make your marriage better, and if you're single, you're probably going to be married someday, and you need to know these things right now. All right, we're going to lay on you the five love languages from Gary Chapman from his book by the book of the same name. Now, you got to remember, you speak in one language, she speaks in another language. Here are five love languages. Number one, one of the primary languages of love is expressing words that build up your woman. Says, I appreciate you. Thanks for the meal, Mary. I appreciate your hard work. Love edifies. One of the ways to express love is to words to build up your woman. Okay, love language number two. You got to give her some undivided attention. That's strong now. You got to remember that her primary love language is quality time. She wants you to sit on the couch, talk with her. She wants to spend some weekends with you where she has your undivided attention. She's crying for quality time. I mean, you got to give her quality time and love her with a feeling. You know what I mean?
Now, if you want to love that woman, you love her with a thrill. Because if you don't, some other man will. You gotta love her with a feeling. You gotta love her with a feeling.
You've got to do it and listen.
Love her with a feeling. Oh, don't you love it all?
Another love language, an act of service, cooking, washing dishes, vacuuming. Doing something you know your spouse would like for you to do is an act of love. Also, never been a culture where gift giving is not part of the love marriage process. A gift says you were thinking about her. It does not have to be expensive. And finally, love language number five. Holding hands, kissing, embracing, touching on the shoulder, rubbing the back, placing your hand on her leg as you ride down the road. All of these are expressions of love. And to her, whose primary love language is physical touch, they speak volumes of your affection. If you can keep each other's love tanks full, you're far more likely to accomplish the other objectives that God has in mind for each of your lives. You know, a love-starved wife dude will never reach her potential as a wife or mother. Fill her tank and watch her blossom. Do you want to see her smile again? Discover her priority love language and speak it regularly. And I want to tell you, she'll start talking your primary language. You know what I mean? And your love tank will overflow again, too.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed? But worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.